This is Ozarks at Large. As Paul Harvey used to say, time for some shop talk. There are changes that are taking place at KUAF and KUAF 3. Our operations manager is Pete Hartman. He will explain everything now. Pete, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
First of all, HD3, or what we now call KUAF 3,
that's
which
right.
is available over the air with your KUAF HD radio or online at KUAF.com, undergoing a few changes over the past few weeks.
Or with your iPhone using the KUAF app, or
yes.
with your Android using the NPR app. Many ways you can reach that, but yes, I guess we might want to back up, kind of explain the Diane Rehm Show just in short if,
okay.
for those who haven't. The Diane Rehm Show was on KUAF 3, 9 to 11. Kind of along with a package deal from NPR. NPR went up in price on this package deal. We thought we wouldn't be able to get it, so we dropped all of them. We heard from quite a few listeners about specifically the Diane Rehm Show. Rick went to NPR and said—
Rick being Rick Stockdale, our general manager.
Said, okay, is there any way we kind of step outside the package? Can we just have Diane Rehm Show? For X amount, and NPR said, you bet you can. So, the Diane Rehm Show is back on KUAF3. That's 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. We have just recently added, as you know, Ozarks at Large can now be heard Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Then, after that, on Mondays, Sound Medicine can be heard at 6. Tech Nation can be heard Tuesdays at 6. We feature Big Picture Science, which used to be Are We Alone?, still the same program, you know, but they did change their name. Big Picture Science can be heard Wednesdays at 6. Then on Thursday evenings, Planetary Radio begins at 6, a great program, followed by at 6:30, Encounters, radio expeditions from the North.
What is that?
I got to tell you. I personally believe Encounters is one of the best unknown programs that KUAF is airing. His name is Richard Nelson, the host of this program. He goes out on the tundra with a microphone, and he basically, I'll just describe the last episode mm-hmm. I heard, for about 20 minutes, he describes what he sees. From the peregrine falcon to the moose over here, and you're hearing these things.
Oh boy, look at this. Our deer has decided it's gonna lay down on this soft bed of kelp, looking straight toward me, ears up, hearing my voice, but looking pretty darn relaxed. Imagine the relief and pleasure that a deer like this one must experience after this winter snow melts and the new plants start to appear in the springtime. Those bony, ridge-backed deer can start regaining their strength, start regaining their weight.
Do not think for a moment boring, because that 30 minutes is going to be gone before you know
okay.
it. And you realize, oh, all he did was describe a moose eating. Yeah, well, he kept your attention. It's a really neat program.
Okay. And then Friday night at 6?
Friday night at 6, Philosophy Talk, another great program. That's an hour long. And these two guys, it's hosted by two gentlemen. Each week they just, as you can see, Philosophy Talk. They talk about philosophy.
The problem is that our society is obsessed, I mean extraordinarily obsessed, with pedigree and prestige. I mean, deep in their heart of hearts, many people believe, I bet you some of the students in this audience believe, that the prestige of the college you go to will make an enormous difference to the rest of your life, an enormous difference.
You know, hardly anyone stops to ask whether that belief is true. But whether or not it's true, the bare fact that it's believed gives selective colleges and universities a perverse incentive to be even more selective.
Right, because people take selectivity as a signal of pedigree and prestige.
So that's some things that have happened on KUAF 3. What is beginning this week is Fresh Air at 11 a.m. on KUAF 3.
Now, to explain, Fresh Air... There's something in network radio that's called a feed. You
that's
can
right.
pick it up at different times. 11 o'clock is the first time Fresh Air is fed.
It's the first option anybody can air Fresh Air.
Right.
And now we're going to have it on KUAF 3. Now,
that's never been an option for FM because we have classical music on at that time. Always
that
have
is,
had.
That is correct. And you bring up a good point. I think what we're starting to see here, even us at KUAF, because truthfully, for years, we've had this question, how do we use KUAF 3? How do we use KUAF 3? Well, I think we're starting to see that we have these options of either special programming or things that, quite frankly, we just cannot fit right now on the FM schedule. This KUAF3 is just an incredible option for stuff like that.
There are many shows out there in the public radio universe. If people have a favorite and they want to suggest it, can they email you?
Please do. And don't even think that, well, this isn't necessarily a national. It's just I've heard it one time. That doesn't matter. If you have heard something that for whatever reason makes you think, oh, man, that should be on KUAF, I'd like to hear about it. You can call me, my office number, 575-7714. Or, like most people, I think I work best through email. And my email address, phartma@uark.edu. Of course, you can find all that at our website.
Just because someone likes a show, though, doesn't mean it can be at it.
That is
cost.
True. That is true.
Some shows are not available to all stations.
Some shows are maybe once per month, and it's kind of hard for us to format that within our schedule. But still, I love to hear from listeners because, especially with KUAF3 in mind, we're only going to be able to offer you more and more stuff. And I think it's not just stuff to be on there either. These are quality programs that I think if you give a chance to listen, you're going to come back to.
Pete Hartman is the operations manager at KUAF. He's building up the brand new KUAF3. Thank you, Pete.
Not a problem.